99. New leader at the fire station. That Mark led the team gave John a turn. When the alarm went off that there was another fire, it was Mark who gave the green light to go. Everyone then watched him for direction, glancing at him frequently to know what to do next. It was hard to go about his business under someone else's guidance, but John had to give Mark credit. He was doing a good job. The fire soon gave way to the efforts of the rescue team, and they were able to return to the firehouse. So what did you glean from your first experience as team leader? John asked Mark back at the station. That I owe everything to you. You taught me well, John. You gave me the works, and you never gave up pushing me to be better than the others. Now I am, and you can rely on me whenever you need me. Mark was glowing with confidence, gliding along the floor like he was on air. You don't want to give it up as a bad job anymore? John asked. No, sir. It didn't get across to me well there for a while, but now I think I've found my niche. And given that he had performed so well, John didn't want him to quit anymore either. Mark was now glued to the fire station, ready to fill in whenever John couldn't handle the pressure. As John was walking across the room, he realized that he was relieved. He needed someone else capable of leading. Being at the top was lonely.